Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome back to New Life Treatment. Today is going to be a really good day. Today we're going to be talking about the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. This is chapter very known as a lot of people. There are preachers about this chapter. The title of this chapter is Mary and Martha Worship and Serve. That's according to the version of this Bible. Something we need to say is this. As a Christians, as believers, we make decisions. One of the things we need to do is serve God. But more than this serve. The Bible said we need to worship Him. We need to have a communion with Him. So in this chapter we see now it's happening, and they went that He entered a Gentile village. And a certain woman named Martha welcomed Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. The chapter started like this. The Bible said Jesus went to certain village, in a specific village. And what's happened there, that's a woman whose name was Martha. The Bible said she welcomed Him into her house. So the chapter started like this, said Martha was the one who met Jesus. And after she met Jesus, she invited Him to her house. And the Bible said, the next verses, and she have a sister. Her name was Mary. And the Bible said, Mary sat at Jesus' feet and started listening His word. But what happened with Martha? The Bible said, Martha was the one who invited Jesus. So after He invited Jesus and welcomed Him, she started doing something else. But the Bible said in the verse 40, so Martha was distracted with her servant. And she approached Him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. So we got to go deeper on this. What happened here? We see Martha welcoming Jesus to his house. And when you invite someone to your house, you're trying to serve, this person or these people. You're trying to be a good person. That's the person you invite in the house. So you're trying to be good. So that was the case with Martha. Martha said, okay, I invite Jesus to the house. So I need to give Him a really good service. I gotta make Him feel very welcome. And but what's the point? The point is Mary, she was sitting, listening to Jesus. But the Bible said Martha was distracted in so many things. And what happened here? That's something that take attention, because the Bible said Martha started asking Jesus, you don't really care about my sister, have left me alone to serve alone. Therefore, tell her to help me. The question is, why Martha went through Jesus? Why Martha didn't ask Mary to help? And the Bible said Martha was distracted and so much serving. And we bring this chapter to our time. That's happened to mostly of the believers. And a lot of people, they start serving God. They start, serving in the churches. They're serving, in whatever the church needs. But at one point, they were just focused on serving. And they forgot about what's the main point, what's the more important. Serving is important, but more important than serving, that's worship. That's listening to the word of God. that's listening the voice of God. And the Bible said in the next verse, so like, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. The answer of Jesus, it wasn't the answer that Martha was expecting. Martha was expecting to Jesus to tell Mary, you know what? Stop what you're doing and go help Martha. And that wasn't the case. Because Jesus was in the house. God was in the house. When God is in the house, the most important thing is like a worship. Worship Him. You know, listen to Him. Listen to His voice. Have like a relationship. Have like a communion with Him. Like I said, serving is good, but it's not enough. Because why people forget about God? They're serving, they're doing a lot of things. They're like, they're preaching, they're like giving studies. They do a lot of things in the kingdom of God. But that's not the more important. The most important is have that close relationship with Him and worship Him. And the verse 42 says, but one thing is needed. And Mary had chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. So Jesus tells Martha, I said, like, you are so worried about so many things. You are so worried about serving. You are so worried about, like, to give really good service to me. But I am the one who create everything. I'm the creator. I'm like the guy, the man who do a lot of miracles. So the most important is not really serving me. The most important is listening to me and put my word in place. The more important thing, there's something like the Bible said, like when Jesus said, like Mary had chosen the good part. The Bible said, like Mary used select like the only good part. No. The Bible said she selected a good part. Like I said, serving is good. Serving is important. But her choice, listen, the voice of God, that's more important. That's the good part. And that part won't be taken away from us. We need to have that part of listening, of worshiping in our life. Because that part, no one and anything can take that away from us. Worshiping. Be at the feet of Jesus. Listen to His words. He was speaking about a lot of things. The Bible said Jesus didn't go through the house. The Bible said Jesus was invited to the house. And that's what we gotta do. We gotta invite Jesus to her. We gotta open the door and let Him get inside and do whatever He wanna do. Don't tell Him to do what we want Him to do. He gotta do what He wants to do. And we need to select. We need to choose. We need to make the right decision to select what won't be taken away from us. We gotta make the decision. We need to be focused and do the right thing. A lot of people that are serving a lot, but they have forgotten about God. They have forgotten about the Creator. They have forgotten about what's the good part of being part of the kingdom. And this is the message for today. And I have been blessed to you. And I asked to share this video if that was the case. And subscribe to this channel if you are not subscribed yet. And see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. And have a wonderful day and God bless you. Bye.